Leland Rucker is the senior editor at Sensi magazine, and he joins us on Thursday mornings to talk about the latest news in cannabis. Today we're taking a look at a legal change that could have some pretty significant implications. And this is about whether a police officer can stop you, do a search or an arrest purely on the basis of the odour of cannabis. That used to always be a thing with the traffic stop. If a police officer could smell cannabis, that was reason enough to do a search. Not anymore in Colorado.
Yeah, this is very interesting. A three-judge panel in the Colorado Court of Appeals has ruled that the odour of marijuana in a vehicle found by a drug-sniffing police dog is not grounds for searching a vehicle, and that the officers need something more to search it without the vehicle owner's permission. And the Colorado Supreme Court last year had ruled that a drug dog smell test can contribute to a probable cause determination if the suspects are doing something else to raise suspicion because the smell of cannabis is suggestive of criminal activity. Well, the Colorado Junction Sentinel reported that this decision came out of a 2015 case in Moffat County where a drug-sniffing dog alerted officers to the presence of an illegal drug. Now, the dog is trained to identify cocaine, heroin, ecstasy, methamphetamine, and marijuana. Since marijuana possession by adults over 21 is legal in Colorado, the dog can't tell the officers which drug the dog found, and so the search was illegal. I think that's kind of an interesting way to look at it, but a common sense kind of way to look at it, because we do have an expectation in Colorado now of privacy using marijuana. And the judges wrote in their ruling that a dog sniff could result in an alert with respect to something for which under Colorado law a person has a legitimate expectation of privacy, because a dog sniff of a vehicle could infringe upon a legitimate expectation of privacy solely under state law, that dog sniff should now be considered a search. And that's the identifying point there in the entire thing. Now, Arizona and California courts have said that a pot smell alone is insufficient for a warrant search. And the smell of a marijuana in a Colorado search is still sufficient if there are other factors that raise suspicion amongst the officers. Now, this doesn't guarantee that you'll get off. The Colorado Supreme Court ruled last year that a drug dog smell test can contribute to a probable cause determination if the suspects are doing something else to raise suspicion. So it doesn't get everybody off, but at least it stops police from going ahead and searching a vehicle completely on the smell of marijuana.
I wonder, are we going to see that implicate or impact federal law at all? I mean, as we always seem to end up in our conversations, Leland, federal law coming up against state law. And so as we have more and more states where some type of marijuana is legal, whether it's medical or recreational, surely this has got to have an impact ultimately on federal law around these issues.
You know, we'll have to see. These are the kinds of issues that are coming up. You know, they're butting up against each other. Federal law and state law, they're butting up against each other. States are being very protective of their own laws in this case. And with the new attorney general, the federal government seems to be taking a more proactive approach towards all marijuana users. So these things are definitely going to happen. In this case in Moffat County, the resulting search turned up a glass pipe commonly used to smoke meth. And the person, Mr. McKnight, was later convicted of possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substances. That decision was reversed. That conviction was reversed. So now drug-sniffing dogs in Colorado may need new training. They're going to have to take marijuana out of those five drugs that they're searching for.
People can read about that and more at sensimag.com and catch the hard copy at newsstands around the metro area. Thank you, Leland.
Thank you.